You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
To A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Pleasure to have Heather Barney with me this week, longtime government and communications director, now businesswoman. Kimberly Gardner is here, a teacher with 33 years experience in elementary and middle schools. And Michelle Arnold is here, professor of physics at Weber State University. May I pick up our conversation where we left it off, which was the concern about a lack of leadership at a time when leadership is so needed, not just in the Middle East, but in many, many ways. Maybe I'll go back to you, Kim, if you don't mind. And you can comment on this in any way you want. But I worry that the misinformation that comes out, like at first we thought that the Israelis were responsible for the bombing of the hospital, and then we learned that it was a bomb that they sent from Gaza that failed and fell back down on their own people. And that misinformation sparked riots all over the Arab world. So my fear immediately became, oh no, this is going to get bigger. I am terrified that this will get bigger. Do you worry about that?
Oh, I think the world is in such unrest. There's so many things that I worry about. I don't even know where to begin. And you're in the media, Amanda. You know that you're right on the front lines of reporting things, and I'm just out here getting the reports that are given to us. And in all honesty, I say, well, what do I believe? Who do I know? Who really knows what's going on? My view is just there's two groups of people, and they're valid in different ways because they're both seeing that, you know, they're worried about their cultures and their identities being destroyed and what's happening to their families. And I don't know. It's a really tough situation. And yeah, the leadership what leadership? I mean, yeah, what is really happening?
It really will take someone outside to appeal sufficiently to whoever you can call the leader of Gaza and West Bank. I'm not sure if that's Mahmoud Abbas or someone else, but whoever that person is, along with Benjamin Netanyahu, or if he goes to prison, whoever that person is, along with some international people who can say enough is enough. This is threatening the entire world. And there has to be a way for thinking, compassionate human beings to come together, even on the most difficult of issues. Michelle, or am I completely naive?
I fall on the fence on this one. I think it would be nice if that could happen, that some type of independent group or a third party could organize some type of a discussion and hear from both sides and come up with a solution. That has been tried in the past, and the people in the area have looked at the international community and said, that's nice that that's what you guys think should happen. Mm-hmm. That's not what we think is going to happen here. And so that has been something that has happened, you know, probably about 50 years ago or so was the last time that was tried. But the people in the area have rejected the international community solution. And so I don't know. I might agree with your comment that you made earlier more that this is going to be generations of, you know, which is super sad, but I don't see this resolving anytime soon.
Anything else on that, Heather?
I just find it extremely frightening, like you said. I think it is affecting the whole world. And then when you have the war going on in Ukraine with Russia, I think it's a very frightening time for world and global peace and security. And I do think it's affecting the whole world. I don't know what the answers are. I don't pretend to know. I'm not an expert. I it makes me so very sad, though, to watch these atrocities happen. And I do have sympathy for the both sides and the people and the citizens that just want peace. You know, I was talking to a friend who's a Muslim, and to kind of explain how I think it is affecting the whole world. And this person wears a hijab, and she was asking me if I thought she was safe, and she resides in America. if wow. I thought she was safe still wearing it. And I
said, I understand her question after that boy was killed. Don't you understand her question?
Yes, I absolutely do. And I said, you know, that is a very personal thing and decision. I myself believe that your God would understand if you felt you needed to take it off now to keep yourself safe so that there is
nothing. And isn't that heartbreaking? Heartbreaking.
It was very heartbreaking to me. It made me very sad to even have that conversation.
Yeah, it reminds me of I was substitute teaching the other day, and I had a girl in my class that wore the hijab too. And I just thought, I just hope that no one is cruel to this child, that people are loving to this child, as I feel about all Jewish children, that I hope that they are loved and embraced likewise. And it's because of those children that we need to push for. I don't know. I feel like a parent almost, which I know is a completely inappropriate reaction, but I just think I want to force, if it's possible, a resolution that will stop the bloodshed. But obviously, like you said, Michelle, it's been tried. And, you know, especially the other topic I wanted to bring up with you today is, here's this, you know, moment of bipartisanship that 2/3 of both Republicans and Democrats believe the war in Afghanistan was not worth fighting. 20 years and how many dead and how many injured and how many billions of dollars spent. And they believe, like almost 70% of both parties believe, that war was not worth fighting. How in the, because war is almost never worth it, is sort of where I come down. Kim, what about you?
I think the word worth is a lot to do in there also. I mean, what is the worth of a life? You can't put any type of value. I mean, and so when you look at the millions of lives that have been lost because of, you know, the fighting itself or diseases or whatever has happened because of that war, you know, at the time when 9/11 hit and we went over there, it seemed very worth it, if you want to say worth.
To get Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
but then
the cause was good. The cause was those, we thought we'd take care of things. We thought it would make a difference. And now the Taliban's back in power. Mm-hmm. We've left those poor people when we left. Oh my gosh. You know, the Afghan people didn't want our military to leave, but we left and there's chaos again. So was it worth it 20 years later? I'm not sure. At the time, possibly we thought it was, but so hard to say. War is never, you know.
Yeah. I want to come back and get to your opinions on this, Michelle and Heather, and I'll do that in just a moment. This is A Woman's View on KS on His Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.